As welcome to this historic courthouse. A number of our noble people in the local community have tried cases in this courtroom, such as James Madison, James Monroe, and our own Thomas Jefferson. We're here tonight in May of 1853, convened for the trial of John Mosby, soon to become a Civil War hero, who's alleged to have shot George Turpin, a fellow university student. Order in the court, Mr. William J. Robertson. And we have your opening remarks for the Commonwealth.
Thank you, Your Honor. We will prosecute vigorously the perpetrator of this vile deed against Mr. Turpin, who is a fine athlete and a medical student. He was shot at point-blank range in the face and barely escaped with his life.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Leake, Mr. Sheldon Leake, for the defense.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. The defense will prove that on this fateful day, Mr. Mosby feared for his life and that he merely took prudent, defensive actions in order to continue his studies here at the university. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leake. Mr. Robertson, do you have any more witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor. We have the most important witness, who was present during the shooting and was gravely wounded. We call to the witness stand Mr. George Turpin.
I do.
Mr. Turpin, would you please tell the court your recollection of the day in question?
I walked out on the porch of my boarding house and found Mosby waiting for me. He had sent a note fairly demanding a meeting, and I did not want to disappoint him.
What happened next?
He yelled, "I hear you've been making assertions about me and some guests of my party." And before I had a chance to reply, he drew his pistol and fired.
In what way were you injured?
The bullet tore through my collar and into my neck, just barely missing my spine. If not for my strong constitution, I do not believe I would have survived.
No further questions.
Cross-examine, Mr. Lee.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Turpin, I am pleased to see that you've recovered from your slight injuries. Isn't it true, Mr. Turpin, that you are on record as having committed several assaults against your classmates, some with weapons?
Objection, Your Honor!
Sit
down, Mr. Turpin.
Your Honor, it goes to my client's mental state on the day in question.
Objection overruled. Move on, Mr. Lee.
No further questions of this witness.
The witness may step down.
No further witnesses, Your Honor.
Do you have any further witnesses, Mr. Lee?
Indeed we do. You see, another was present that day. Unfortunately, he's here in the courtroom and can also testify. The defense calls John Mosby to the stand.
Swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth.
I do, sir.
Please be seated.
Mr. Mosby, will you tell the court what happened that day that precipitated this dust-up with Mr. Turpin?
Mr. Turpin had spread a rumor around campus that I had invited two guests to a party at my home, not because they were my friends, but just so we could hear them play their fiddles.
And why did this concern you?
Well, it was patently not true. It was a point of honor with me.
So it's safe to say that you felt insulted.
Of course. He impugned my reputation.
And did you, in fact, send a note to Mr. Turpin asking him what he meant?
I did, being that it is part of a Southern gentleman code.
I understand the code. But I don't understand why you brought that old Allen Pepperbox pistol. It's not very accurate. In fact, it's dangerous.
It was the only weapon that I could borrow. But I rightfully feared for my life. He practically sprang at me like a savage.
I can understand you're being fearful on the porch that day. But why were you fearful before the meeting?
He had announced earlier that he would be coming around to see me, and that, in his words, I could expect to be eaten up blood raw.
Blood raw. Please remember that. I have no further questions of this witness, Your Honor.
Mr. Robertson, would you like to cross-examine?
Mr. Mosby, one question. Is it not true that 2 years ago, you had an altercation with a local constable, George Slaughter. You thrashed him soundly over a fine $10.
Objection, Your Honor. No
relevance. I seem to recall a similar question of Mr. Turpin.
And not from you both. The witness may step down. The court will now hear closing remarks. Mr. Robertson.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is undisputed that the defendant, John Mosby, brought a dangerous weapon to a friendly encounter with a fellow student. The son of Mr. Turpin's landlord witnessed the shooting and has testified here that he saw Mr. Turpin slump to the ground and crimsoned with blood. The badly wounded George Turpin, who is fortunate to have recovered to be able to bear witness today, is an athlete, a medical student, and the son of a prominent Charlottesville innkeeper. He never imagined that he would have his studies interrupted by a hothead who could not handle a little harmless ribbing. We ask you to find the defendant, John Mosby, guilty of two charges. The first of malicious shooting, and the second, lesser charge of unlawful shooting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Leek, your closing.
Thank you, Your Honor. Gentle people, the Commonwealth has attempted to portray Mr. Turpin as a fine, upstanding medical student, when it's clear that his interests ran much more to brawling than they did to medical studies. In fact, he stabbed one of his classmates with a pocket knife. He beat another one almost to death with a rock. Yes, it's true that the landlord's son saw Mr. Turpin slump to the ground, but you'll recall the landlord's son's testimony yesterday when he indicated that Mr. Turpin charged at my client even before he had drawn the pistol. Now, Mr. Mosby knew of Mr. Turpin's history. He knew he was no physical match. That's why he brought that old Allen Pepperbox pistol, rightfully described by the Commonwealth attorney as dangerous. It's a wonder he wasn't the one who was hurt by the pistol. What we have here, what we've seen throughout the trial, is the actions of a bully weighed against the actions of an honorable man who acted in self-defense. And for that reason, please find him not guilty. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. The jury will now retire to deliberate this case. May I have the verdict, please? Just been handed the verdict. Defendant will please rise. The jury, after due deliberation, on the charge of malicious wounding shooting, has found you not guilty. On the charge of unlawful shooting, the jury finds you guilty as charged. You'll be sentenced to 1 year in jail and a $500 fine. Please clear the courtroom. The court is adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yes. That the jury should have.